Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our producer, Morty, at about 6:03. Carla, it's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. We are next in line, people. Woo-hoo! Next in line. Thank God. I'm telling you. I'm tired. It's like 200 below outside. I know it's not snowing, people. I know. I am over it. I'm so over this. I wanted to go for... I've been... And I'm not lazy. I love running. Every day, though, I've gone outside. Well, the day when it was raining and snowing and hailing and sleet all in 1 minute, I avoided it. But I went out yesterday. I was like, I'm going to go. No, I'm not. Nope, I'm not going to do it. I had gloves. I had the beanie on. I had the big jacket. It's like, I can't run. I can't run in this. I cannot. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
Maybe today you can get out
running
there.
Running around like I have Tourette's. I really am. Man, and no offense to anyone who has Tourette's.
Please.
You have a reason.
Don't make the call this morning.
Though I use that excuse occasionally.
Sunshine going to be nice. High in the low 50s today.
Okay. All right.
Same thing for tomorrow. 53 the high.
Fine.
It's only about 35 outside right
now. Absolutely fine. I like that. By the way, it is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Nice.
Today. So. A little pasta for you.
I can back that up.
With a side order of testosterone.
Yes, testosterone.
That we've been joking around with. So.
Fettuccine testosterone. Yes.
That's nice.
Alfredo. Testosterone. I can't even say it. But it will be a noodle one day. I'm quite certain. The testosterone. Or what did you... A car.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Either a pasta or a car.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I like it.
About that.
I like it.
Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Well, a little concern for Ozzy Osbourne. I'll tell you what's going on with him.
All right. More on that and other stories after Phil Collins.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a week after postponing his tour due to the flu and bronchitis, Ozzy Osbourne has been hospitalized now with complications from the flu. Sharon Osbourne tweeted and just said, thank you, everyone. You know, we're just kind of keeping an eye on things. You got to worry a little bit. Ozzy's not real healthy to begin with, you know. So hopefully he's out soon. Man, people have had a bad go of it with the flu this year. So, Ozzy, we wish you well. Aerosmith getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So I'm probably saying it's about time. Bradley Cooper. He says he was not surprised when he didn't receive an Oscar nomination for Best Director for A Star Is Born, but he did feel something.
I was not surprised. The first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually. I felt embarrassed that I didn't do my part. I went, oh gosh, I didn't do my job.
Not true, Bradley. I'm surprised you weren't nominated for Best Director because he did such a great job with that movie. That was a bit of a... I don't know. That was a bit shocking, actually, that he wasn't nominated for
When
that.
Does that come out on DVD?
I think it is out.
Yeah, it's out.
I think that and both of
it's
them.
Your time, Mike.
Yeah.
It's your time.
Yeah,
I think that's a Jody's cue.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's right such now, a great so. Movie. It really is. You okay. saw it, Marty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
Did
good
you
movie.
See the original?
Well,
with Chris Christopherson as Barbara.
Yeah. Because there were two before that. A lot of people will dispute you. That wasn't the original.
That was like the Lady Gaga concert?
For us, it was. Yeah. For us, it was.
Yeah. I think there was one back in 1924 or something like that.
Yeah. Frederick March. And I can't remember. Yeah. Okay. And probably the most well-known soap star ever, Susan Lucci. She went to the hospital last year. She wound up in there, had a little tightness in her chest. Yeah. Turns out she had a major blockage in the main artery of her heart, needing surgery. Yeah. She's okay. She says, I'm lucky to be alive, but it literally felt like an elephant was standing on my chest.
Ooh.
That's what my dad, when he was 50, had to have the healthiest heart patient I ever knew. And my dad said the same thing. At one point, he said, I knew there was something wrong. It felt like an elephant was standing on my chest.
Yeah.
And so if it feels that way, people... You know what? Don't eat that last piece of popcorn. All right? Don't eat that last piece of bacon. Go to the hospital now.
That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Is having that feeling where somebody's
like an elephant. Yeah. So immediately, that is my painfully deep take for this hour.
You know, Carla, our producer Morty had a Good Samaritan moment yesterday. I saw it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice, Morty.
Thank you.
Want to share the news with everybody else listening this morning. Wish more people would do it. Mellencamp, do that here in a couple of minutes. I don't do it often, but I was just going through Facebook and I saw your post, Morty.
Yeah.
About the being a Good Samaritan to a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty impressive. Tell everybody what happened.
Yesterday, decided to go to a fast food restaurant, go get something to eat. Drive-thru line was long, so I went in, and there was a homeless man sitting in there eating a burger. And he had used his change that he had, you know, collected to buy the burger. And one of the employees was trying to rush him out because they didn't want him in there.
Yeah.
But it was cold outside, mm-hmm. It was windy, so he was sitting in his corner, not bothering anybody. And the employee kept going over and saying, "Are you done yet? You need to leave."
They actually did that?
Yeah, and they were trying to force him to finish his food, but he was trying to eat it slow.
Right.
Because once he's done, he's got to go.
Yeah.
So I just said, let him be. Like,
who's he bothering?
Nobody.
Exactly.
He's doing his own thing. He eats food. And they kept doing it. So finally I walked up and I said, "Can I get 10 cheeseburgers?" And they said, "Okay." And I walked over and I said, "Here, stay as long as you want."
Yeah.
I bought him 10 cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Yeah, there
that
you go.
That is awesome.
And the employee was not happy about it, but the coworker says, "Well, as long as he has food and from this." So I gave him the receipt and I said, "Just sit here, take your time, and I'll come back later and check on you."
You know,
nice job.
Thank you.
Everybody can say what they will about Starbucks, but that's what they've adopted. They call it the third place.
Yeah.
Where if you want to just sit down, hang out, the whole bit, you just can.
Mm-hmm.
You just can. And, you know, there's a bigger question and conversation, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't want them there, then let's have a place for them.
And I know some places have a sign on the door that says 30 minutes. There's a time limit some places, but not all of them have it.
No.
I thought that was just a great idea instead of confronting and turning escalating the situation. Yeah, I'll just buy 10 cheeseburgers for the guy.
That's not unusual for Morty, though, buying like multiple items of food and drink, from what I understand.
Wow.
Hello? Would you like to explain why I'm not lying?
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No Uber, right?
I my iced tea maker broke, and I was too lazy to go buy a new one. So I ordered Uber Eats, McDonald's, and ordered 20 iced teas.
Yes. See?
You fit in with us.
I love it.
I see what you mean now.
See?
When I saw that, I thought that was a great story.
It was.
And what a way to handle the situation instead of facing off with somebody you know, going toe-to-toe.
Sure.
I'll just buy 10 cheeseburgers for the guy, and you can sit here all afternoon long.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
He probably
got
to 5 and was like, "I can't. Dude, maybe just buy me like 3 or 4 next time. I'm so full."
Maybe some fries or something. Good job. By the way, Carla, Morty left out the best part of the whole story, his Good Samaritan story.
Yeah.
That he went back home after buying the 10 cheeseburgers for the homeless guy.
Right.
Went back home, collected all the jackets and sweaters and t-shirts from the radio station he used to be at. And took them back to the guy.
Okay, well, there you go. Very nice, Morty. Very nice. It's funny you say that. There's a lady, and God, you know, I don't know that she's listening. Sally is her name, and a mutual friend of mine and Morty's has gotten kind of close to her. And I have a big bag of jackets to give her, but I can't find her right now. So if anybody knows Sally or has seen her, she's usually right down the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just right down the way over at Durango in Charleston. But I can't find her. So I know she hasn't, and I have jackets for her, and she needed some jackets and stuff. So Yeah, so that is really cool that you did that. Yeah. Especially, man, it's been brutal here, so that's really cool.
It's not like you were going to wear them again.
Yeah. I mean, they're advertising for that station now, but anyhow.
Even the guy was going, this is good stuff.
Yeah, maybe you can take one of my old jackets from here, Marty.
Go to a staff party.
Yeah.
Well, again, good job. Good for you, Marty. Mike and Carla morning show at about 7:03. One of the perks of being in the biz is when places come by and drop off some food.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a Brazilian steakhouse out in Henderson at the Galleria at Sunset, Rodizio Grill. And I love these grills because I love these restaurants because it's just meat on a stick.
Lots of meat. Yeah, they brought in the garlic steak.
That was awesome. And then you had mentioned, did you try the...
The linguiça. It's a sausage. It's actually a Portuguese sausage.
And I looked at you and I said, nah, I don't.
Yeah.
And when you said, oh, there's a little sausage stuff, I said, I did.
Linguiça. Yeah, yeah, yes, I know. Linguiça sausage. Okay. Yes, yeah.
Because if it's meat, it's for me.
Yeah, I know that. I know. They also had grilled pineapple, though, that they do. It was so good. What else did they bring in? They had a caprese salad. They brought in a potato salad.
Yeah. Also,
it was fantastic. And the gaucho came in.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, I wanted him to do a little gaucho thing, but it was like, whoa, watch
pretty
the
cool
knife.
Place. So
oh, yeah, it was
check
very
it out at
good.
The Galleria at Sunset really in good. Henderson. Rodizio.
There you go.
Grill. Another Brazilian steakhouse. I love it. All right. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. Maybe a little chilly. High in the low 50s today and tomorrow. Mm. Only about 35 now. And Carla, she'll have a few things we think you should know after KISS.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, here's the deal. So baseball, they're considering a little change, Mike. See what you think about this. To force relief pitchers to face a minimum of 3 batters.
Mm-hmm.
They want to speed up the game by stopping teams from playing, you know, the matchup game and bringing pitchers in to face just 1 batter, things like that. So they'd have to face a minimum of 3 batters.
That's stupid.
Pitcher. You think that's stupid?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's all
a
part
like
of the game.
Actually.
The strategy.
Yeah,
how can you take that out?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's see if he can really pitch. How about that? How about that, reliever? Huh? How about that?
I can pitch, but just not to that guy.
I can just pitch to one person.
That's
2 pitches. That's all.
Take them out.
Yeah. There are complaints that baseball is losing viewers because it just doesn't move.
They're changing so much stuff.
I know it.
I don't know if you realize, but baseball has a play clock now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know they do. I know. It's like a Little League. It's like Little League. Mercy rule.
That's what they should put
they
in.
Should. Yeah, no kidding. The ideal time to take your first trip together in a relationship, now they say, and they've done all this research, after 10 months.
Ten months?
Researchers say it's good time. The trip will show you whether you two, you know, do you have a future or is it time to end things? 10 months, you're in, you're a little settled, you know each other somewhat.
Right.
And now's the chance to find out if you really know each other.
I would love to talk to somebody who took that first trip thinking.
Recently, yeah.
This is it.
It's going to be great.
Weekend getaway, and then you do that weekend getaway, and you come back thinking, worst weekend ever. There's no way.
Or best weekend ever.
Or best weekend ever.
End up loving their family and all that stuff. And this Valentine's Day, listen up, single people. Hooters will offer free wings to single people. So,
nice.
Yeah, so a bunch of single dads sitting at the table saying, dude, did you see the way she put my wings down? I think that she kind of brushed my arm. I'm thinking there's something there. I know she wants a tip, but I think there's something else there. Free wings at Hooters.
This is my second time
people.
Here, and she's waited on me both times.
Exactly.
I'm not even in her section.
Oh, so happy Valentine's Day from Hooters. You know what? There you go. It's Thursday. Just a few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:23. A little embarrassing off the air talking about the last time somebody saw you accidentally naked. I'm shocked.
Shocked. Oh, man.
All three of us have stories.
Gosh, we sure do.
Although I'll raise my hand and say the story I have isn't with me, but with Jody.
Okay. Okay.
I think somebody saw her
she'll
accidentally.
Enjoy that.
Well. mean, the stories with you and Morty.
Yeah.
People have seen both you naked, yeah. Accidentally, you say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, if I want someone to see me naked, they'll see me naked. No. Right. No, years ago, I neither one of my roommates were home. And I went out to the garage just to dump out some trash.
Yeah.
And from my door, the garbage can is at the end towards the garage door. And I didn't have anything on, whatever. So I went
It doesn't feel weird to you to go into your garage naked?
No, it's closed. It's closed. I had on flip-flops. That's
thank
a pretty
God.
Sight, isn't it? Yeah. And so I went out, and sure enough, Lynn came and opened the garage door, just started opening. It was like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. And my neighbor's walking by with their, their little dog. And you almost act like, I knew that would happen.
Garbage day.
Yes.
You try and act as natural as you can.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Barb? How are you? Guys, good.
What about you, Morty?
Did towels, washed them, dried them, put them on the couch, then went and took a shower. Forgot that the towels were on the couch, didn't have one. So I was like, I'll run out there and grab one. And I go out to the living room, forgetting that all of my windows and blinds are open.
Yeah.
And here comes the neighbor walking across the front.
Good job.
And you freeze.
You don't
run away. You stop.
Yes.
And so they stop and stare at you. And
right. Yeah. Well, and Mike, you don't want to run. That's even. Yeah. They want to see that even less.
No.
What about I know I'm naked, but I'm just going to stand still. Exactly.
What about you? If you're listening this morning, the last time, what was the situation somebody saw you naked?
They accidentally saw you naked.
702-739-9636. Talk of text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Dial it up. We'd love to hear from you. The last time somebody accidentally saw you naked. When was it?
Accidentally. Well, a lot of mother-in-laws doing some. Wow. So my mother-in-law just comes over uninvited and unannounced one day. I was walking around the house naked, just got out of the shower, and it was basically the you.
These mother-in-laws that just walk in.
Well, there's another one. Guy says, I got off early last summer. It was really, really hot. Just took my clothes off, hopped in the pool. My mother-in-law pops over to drop something off.
Yeah. Huh.
Apparently had the back window open or slider open. And, hello. Okay. Okay. Oh, geez. And what? One guy says, I was in the shower having those thoughts of being with my wife.
Yeah.
Getting a little dirty while getting clean. So I got out of the shower, go get my wife.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, one of her best friends was over there sitting on the couch. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go back in the shower.
Just when you think it might be the perfect time.
Man.
I told you a little bit of the story. It happened to Jody.
Uh-huh.
Got her on the phone, my wife. Now, did somebody see you naked or what?
Yeah, I was topless, yeah.
Well, naked enough.
Okay.
It was a Junefest weekend, and we had a room, and your band members were up there before you guys performed, and I went in the bedroom to change and closed the door, and as soon as I stripped down, one of your band members just walks in, and he's like, oh, sorry, but he just stands there.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Like he closes the door.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So then he goes out, closes the door, then comes back in like a minute later. I'm like,
oh, dude, no.
I won't say any names. But
Let's see.
I'm like, what the heck? We're all family here.
I guess.
Yes, I guess so.
Right?
Not when you go in twice. Uh-huh. No.
The first time's an accident.
Yes.
The second time?
Is pervy. Yes. Now you're a peeper.
All right, honey. Love you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jody.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Just one last note about what we were talking about earlier, having somebody see you accidentally naked.
Yeah.
You got a reminder from a...
Yeah, it's a... It's a comic who's listening up in San Francisco.
On the app. I love it.
Yes, I know. So do I. There's a whole story there. He reminded me. I do occasionally when I work.
Yeah.
And not every place has a dressing room or a green room, so I'll just, like, throw on a t-shirt to drive over in and bring a shirt or bring a blouse to change into.
Mm-hmm.
And I will oftentimes do that in the car. And And I was working with a comic. I did this. This was years ago. And he happened to be walking by. I was in the parking lot of a club. Just changing my clothes.
Right.
I don't care. It's okay. I mean, I had a bra on, but he was kind of, it was very funny. I remember it well. He kind of did this double take. It was like, ah, gee. Okay. And I was just opening at the time. He was the headliner.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hi. Okay. And I still do that.
I've done it before. You know, you open the front door.
Yeah.
And then you open the back door on the same side.
Right. It's a little dressing room.
Hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody will catch you or see you. And I don't know why people think that. That works, but...
Yeah, it doesn't. No, I'm just going to bring a barrel with me. Pretend it's the rodeo.
But girls, I'll tell you this, as opposed to guys, girls are famous for being able to change in the car.
Yeah, we're pretty good. We're pretty quick. Yeah, we're pretty fast.
You have it down to a science.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. And thank your friend for listening to us on the app.
Thank you, honey.
Bee Gees. Out of all the days I can't eat, I can't eat this morning because I'm having a procedure tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
Look at you too.
Well, it's just a normal morning, really, you know.
But kind of not normal for me.
Well, no, I know. You're eating the Italian job over there, and I have just a little meat and cheese. That's all.
And then, of course, Carla comes in the room and says, oh, by the way, from yesterday, there's still meats.
Yeah, there's still trays food down of there if you guys want it.
From Rodizio.
Yeah, actually, there's like potato salad and pineapple as well. Okay. You know, we had somebody, actually, Rob wrote in earlier and said, by the way, Rodizio, that place is amazing. He said, my wife and I go all the time. That grilled pineapple and the ham, delicious.
To die for.
Everything is delicious there. Yeah, loves the place.
They came by yesterday.
Yeah.
We're out at the Galleria on Sunset in Henderson.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there drinking my water. Okay.
One day.
Stay hydrated.
I do that a few days a week. Occasionally, I'll do that. Just
what?
A cleanse. Just a cleanse.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Just leaves and broth and stuff. Just to, I don't know, just to clean my system a little bit.
I can't wait to get home and feast on some broth.
Yeah. I know, but that doesn't bother me, though.
That'll be fun.
Not as much of a meat.
Right.
You know, I know.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Wow, I think they're messing with you. No, you can't eat for 3 days.
No. Sunshine today. What kind of procedure?
Okay, geez, I know. I'm just having a root canal.
Low 50s. Low 50s is high today and tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. You know what? As long as it's not windy, which it's not going to be so. About 37 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
This show will continue through 2021. That would be season 32.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It's The Simpsons. It will continue through 2021 at least, they say. Fox renewed it for 2 more seasons. That will be season 31 and 32. It is still averaging about 7.5 million viewers per episode, which is really good across all platforms. It's still, the show does great. There is a Latino version of the classic TV show, One Day at a Time. Rita Moreno's on it. Listen to this. You know who this is? Gloria Estefan.
Is it really?
Yeah. She does the theme for this. I love it. I always loved her. Love it. And I have seen the show, and it's pretty good. I love Rita Moreno, you know, ever since she did West Side Story years ago. Love it.
She sounds great.
She does. Did you ever interview her back in the day?
I believe we had her and her husband on.
Ah, very cool.
Because her husband was in charge of the band and basically her whole career. And
yeah, no kidding. Very cool.
One of their distinctions, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine, was when they came to Vegas finally, they played over at the what's now known as the Westgate.
Right.
And their deal was that they're the only band, only performers that sold out the upper deck since Elvis.
Right.
That's Nobody's been able to do that.
Oh, that's
But during her heyday, when she came back and they sold out not only the bottom, but the balcony over at the Westgate, was huge.
That is huge. Yeah. God, I love their sound.
Yeah.
And boy, if you were waiting, Tyra Banks, she's opening a model-themed amusement park. park. It is called Model Land. I'm not joking.
Stop it.
I'm not joking. She really is. This kiss made it to news a couple days ago, but yeah. I don't know. Was it just a bunch of mirrors? Is that all it is in there? You must be this shallow to ride this ride. I mean, come on, really?
There's a, yes, another couple of other lines I could use,
yes,
but I don't
I'm
think
sure
it would be appropriate.
So. Yes, well, yes, they're models, so they're not,
They're going to be rides there?
Yes, they're going to be rides there. Oh. Yes, right over there in Vapid Land, there's going to be rides there. They're models. They're models.
You go to eat something to eat, and there's nothing on the menu except grapes.
One grape. Just one grape. What
$20.
Else? You know what? I'll take that, and I'll take the piece of rice.
Yeah.
Also, that would be great. And, that ought to do it right there. What is the purge? What is that? Sure, I'll take that one as well. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
We have to fill another spot, another slot with a married couple.
Yep.
For Mike and Carla's Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, which is happening next Wednesday at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf. So, if you are married, listen up. Because we'll do it with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Do that in about 7 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get back, and I love them.
Isn't this fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Looking for a married couple? Fill a slot in our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal, which is happening Wednesday, Feb 13th, at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf. This is where you renew your vows in the Rock and Roll Chapel over there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be so cool. And everybody who shows up gets a gift bag, $100 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers, and a lot more. And everybody qualifies for the grand prize.
Yes.
We've been doing this for a couple of weeks now. And we're talking about upgraded seats to see Kiss at the T-Mobile Arena the following now, or the 15th. It would be on the 15th. T-Mobile Arena, overnight stay at New York dinner for two at Brio Tuscany Grill, and a $1,000 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers.
That's nice.
To celebrate Valentine's Day as you renew your vows. All right, so being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
In 2018, the Globes
Average.
No, not you.
Such a big buildup.
I know. We have to redo it.
Take two.
Another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
I've been waiting for so long now that I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with the passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secret.
So we take each other's hand because we seem to understand the urgency.
There you go. From those lyrics, all you have to do is identify the song by title if you are married. We'll get through news and weather. Start with caller number 972-739-9636. Going to give it to you one more time.
I've been waiting for so long now that I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with the passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secret.
So we take each other's hand because we seem to understand the urgency.
Once again, the number 702-739-9636. Good luck. Qualifying yet another married couple for our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal. All you have to do is identify the title of this song from these lyrics in another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
I've been waiting for so long now that I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with the passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secret.
So we take each other's hand because we seem to understand the urgency.
All right, all you have to do is identify by title that song those lyrics are from, and we have Linda on the phone. Linda, how long have you been married?
Almost 38 years.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Linda, you can join us for our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal if you can simply tell us from those lyrics the name of that song.
I'm hoping it's The Time of My Life.
Yes.
That is it.
Very good. From Dirty Dancing.
I've had The Time of My Life. Good job.
Thank you.
You got a spot in our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal sponsored by Aaron Layla Jewelers over at Kiss by Monster. Monster Mini Golf, which means you qualify for the grand prize package after we do the vow renewal. That, of course, the upgraded tickets for KISS. You got the overnight stay at New York, New York, dinner at Brio, and a $1,000 gift card to spend at Aaron Layla Jewelers. And, of course, just for playing along, tickets before you can even buy them, Leonard Skinner in August, T-Mobile Arena. There you go, Linda. So thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And go, Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Big fight broke out at a bingo game in Canada the other day between two women. One was 79, the other 86-year-old.
Come here.
Cops were called. Fortunately, nobody was seriously hurt. And no charges were filed. Everybody just simmer down.
There you go. I'm falling and I don't want to get up.
Grab your dauber and go back to your chairs.
That's really easy to do, though.
It is easy to do.
Those old ladies take it so seriously.
So do
with their
I.
trolls and everything. Like,
so do I.
That's
and I use
Morty
the
said.
Dauber. Exactly. Give me this computer garbage. Give me my dauber.
New Orleans police say a man entered a fast food restaurant, tried to swipe the cash, couldn't open the register, so he just took some chicken.
God darn.
Man went into a Popeye's, tried to steal the money. He couldn't figure out the register. So he's in there. He's looking around. Shoot. Can't budge the register, get the money. So he, you know what? I'll grab some fried chicken.
You know what? Give me number three.
With extra potatoes on the side.
The best, by the way.
They tracked him down, and he's going to face some charges. And his bond was set at $13,500.
Wow. Did he at least get the spicy chicken?
I don't know.
Oh, is that the best?
That is. And their biscuit. Oh.
Oh, man. Had to bring that up, didn't you, Mike? And you can't eat today.
I know. Thank you.
Hey, Holly. Holly Cockerill of Manchester, England. This is a girl you guys want to date. She makes her boyfriend wear a shirt with her picture on it whenever he goes out with his friends.
Wow.
The shirt reads, if you're reading this, you've been looking at my man for too long, and this is how I'd be looking at you if I was there. Hi, I'm Holly, his girlfriend. So,
wow.
Yeah, people are kind of slamming her for being a bit insecure. I think it's pretty funny.
Well, there's a lot of guys slamming the guy for wearing it.
Well, yeah. I know.
Grow some, man. Well, I'm not wearing this shirt.
Yeah, of course I'm going to wear it, honey, but you take it off when you get in your car.
Just like when you're in school, right?
Yeah, you take it off and you put on your SpongeBob shirt. Something like that. Hello.
That's what you do.
And tell me this isn't just brilliant. Samsung, they've come up with a line of refrigerators that has a Tinder-style dating app on it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of swiping on pictures of, you know, people, you swipe on pictures of what's in their fridge.
Oh.
Samsung says, you know what? We hope people can meet in an honest way.
Yeah.
Very transparent. And it's kind of nice if you see the contents of somebody's fridge, they see yours. You know what? That could be a love match or just, you know what?
I'm doomed.
Yeah.
That's actually a good way to do it.
I mean, here's the cool thing. The app's free. You don't have to have one of their refrigerators.
Oh.
It's refrigerating. Refrigerating.com. You just have to upload a picture of the inside of your fridge. I'd rather do that than try to get a good angle of myself.
Maybe next time we do a diner's club and fix up people.
Yes, we do that.
All right, we have a young lady on the phone. This is what's in her fridge.
Right, exactly.
Looking
ladies.
Looking for another guy or a guy to date her.
To match up. Okay. Yeah, you don't have to worry about looking too chinny in your picture if you do this. Refrigerator dating, people. Mike, you're onto something. I think we're going to do that next time. It is Thursday, and that's your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Well, no one appreciates being stopped by the police, but in Oxford, Mississippi, apparently it's not so bad right now. You know when they walk up and say, do you know why I stopped you? No. Got a busted taillight or your headlights out. Mm-hmm. Well, you won't get a ticket in Oxford, Mississippi. Instead, you'll get a voucher to get it fixed. The Oxford police started, it's called the We Care program,
mm-hmm.
and they want to help the community out. The police chief says, we just want you to have a safe working vehicle. What happens is we stop you. You have a broken taillight or your headlights out. We give you a voucher to go into one of the several places that are participating in the program, up to about $13,000. Give them a voucher for $25.
go to one of the local businesses participating, they'll replace the bulb for free.
That's awesome.
That's all. They say, you know what? No one ever takes that time, and this is so true. Maybe it's a reminder to walk around your car or have somebody else just kind of see if your lights are working. He said, I don't do it. The police chief said, I don't do it on my own car.
Right.
So I don't think you should be penalized for something you don't check regularly. Since the start of the program, they've only given out about 30 vouchers, but it just started a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, and they have 30 days to put the voucher to use. So go for it, Oxford, nice. Mississippi. Love that. Right? Because you always say, oh, I'll get it fixed, and then you forget again, don't you?
What are the odds Nevada does it?
Would that be cool? There are a couple of other states that are starting it. Oregon's starting it. And I think Washington as well. So that would be really, yeah.
And the only time you find out you need new windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Is when it's raining.
I know.
And everybody, there's a big, long line. So, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. You could do that. 9:41 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Wells Well Care Pharmacy. Free delivery to your home or office. Well Care Pharmacy. For more info, visit mywellcarepharmacy.com. Just a reminder, as we always do, anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast, a condensed version of the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Get that right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Otherwise, also check out Showbiz News, interviews, and more. Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush today.
Yep.
She, of course, will be back to wrap up the work week tomorrow. But Bob Bishop going to fill in.
Okay.
And he will have the tickets for Alanis Morissette.
Right on.
Give those away at about, 11:40.
Okay. Sounds good.
Otherwise, do have a great work day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Oh, by the way, hold on. Gotta find it.
Oh, are you gonna do it?
Well, I hope so.
Well,
because the Vegas Knights are on the ice tonight.
Yeah.
Well.
No.
Thought I had them ready.
Okay.
Maybe I don't.
Got a whole lot of listeners on board.
We'll just do it ourselves.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go Knights, go! Go Knights, go! Go Knights, go!
Let's hope for a big win. All right, talk to you Monday morning.
You and I are both off. Yes, we're off tomorrow. Yes, we are. We'll see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
KKLZ! Go Knights, go!
Go Knights, go!
Go Knights, go!
Go Knights, go!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.